Chernobyl.
25-year-old Ivana was just 6 months old when reactor number 4 exploded at Chernobyl, and Pripyat, founded in 1970 to house workers for the plant, was evacuated. Over the years, she heard many stories from her parents about the city where she was born.
I wanted to go there. I was drawn to that place. I would ask my mother, "Mama, when can we finally go?"
At the time of the Chernobyl disaster, Ivana's older brother, Yevhen, was 7 years old.
My childhood was very happy there in Pripyat. Then came the constant moves, visits to clinics.
The Makarevich family now lives on the outskirts of the capital, Kiev. But mother Nadia, who worked as a medical assistant in Pripyat, and father Vasil, who made cement blocks at the plant, still cannot forget the town where they were so happy.
It was paradise on earth. We had a river nearby, woods nearby, multitudes of children all around, all young. There were many flowers. It was so beautiful.
This former paradise is now known as the exclusion zone. Scattered throughout the area, the family finds checkpoints, barbed wire, and stations that measure radiation levels. To get to their apartment, the Makarevich family needs a special pass. They also need to overcome quite a few physical obstacles. The family finally arrives at the apartment. The door easily gives in, and memories come flooding back.
This is the frame of my crib. My father made it himself, by hand.
On the morning of the accident, Ivana's crib stood below an open window. No one knew of the explosion or the radiation leak, and no one said anything. That morning, Nadia had sent her son off to school and was set to wash the windows and paint the balcony in preparation for May Day celebrations. Having visited their own apartment, the family goes next door. After the evacuation, they lost contact with their neighbors, so they scratched their telephone number in Kiev on the wall, just in case. Ivana searches for her birth records in Pripyat's maternity ward without success. But her brother, Yevhen, finds his teacher's grade book in the building where he went to school. Even the date of the accident, April 26, 1986, has been entered. Makarevich, Yevhen, present. At the end of the day, these Pripyat evacuees stand alone among the abandoned buildings of a ghost town. They came here with the intention of leaving behind their fears, but it appears they only reopened old wounds that held them captive for a quarter of a century. For producer Oksana Lihostova, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.